Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Well, this is IRIB English Radio and...
And you're listening to You Station.
Yes, once more we're back to home.
Yeah. And I am Bita.
I'm Asma. And once again, we're here to have a beautiful discussion.
Yeah, and it's a pleasure, really, to
of
be
course.
Here.
How are you, Bita?
I'm doing well, and I'm busy with my exams and so on.
So, commitment is something that
scary,
is...
Scary, isn't it?
Why? Because I said it in a scary way or
no,
totally
it is scary.
It like
itself,
scary.
You know, because
yeah,
really,
it is scary.
You know, when you're committed to something, it is like you're trapped in somewhere. You cannot,
you know,
you're not free anymore.
I feel whenever the word commitment comes, I feel like I'm no longer having any wings.
Exactly.
It's just the fact that you have to go by rules. You cannot put your foot one step away from the borders. It's just borders.
And let me complete your examples. They cut your wings, but at the same time, you can look at the blue sky.
Oh my, yeah.
And this is the difficult part that
you
have the opportunity.
Thank you very much for mentioning it.
Yeah, but you cannot use it because you are committed.
So the wings are not cut. You have the wings.
Yeah, they maybe
you
tied them up.
You have those wings of desire. You have the blue sky upon your head. The only thing that has happened is that it's just like a prison. There are walls around you.
Yeah.
And there's also glass above your head because maybe there
exactly,
are some youngsters who would say, okay, you have wings, fly. So that's our first impression of commitment, but...
Which is bad. I mean,
which is
if
bad.
You ask someone older, like, for example, 60 years old, their answer would be completely different, I bet.
Yeah, they have a good perspective of commitment.
They
like, look at it totally different.
Yeah, commitment means love, means the passion that you have for someone.
Commitment and means that
it's something but positive.
Special rules that are going to benefit you and your loved ones. And it's going to make you more productive. Because
and more
it's
close
going,
to each other.
Yeah. And it's giving you directions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's that, the difference between
now,
the
Bita,
definitions.
You know, ever since I've been to university, I just come to analyze many things. Like my thoughts are totally changed about some specific concepts. One of those concepts is... commitment. Like when I look at my classmates, my colleagues, I would see that, okay, they have no commitment to their major.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I love literature with my heart. Whenever anybody comes
nice
and sits beside me in the class, in literary classes, I expect them to be as committed as I am. Like,
I know what you
if
mean.
Anybody comes to me, you know, there is a never-ending war between the students of teaching and the students of literature. It's not war, actually. It's just, you know, there's something.
Yeah.
There's something. So I never think about changing my major. I never think about going for another stuff.
I get it.
To spend my time with. But when others do that, I come to wonder how committed they are to their major. I know it's not a holy verse that cannot be changed. It's just a major. You can't change it. But
I get
you know what
feeling.
I feel? I had that idea of being protective, being committed toward that major even that I love so much.
You know, the first point I have to clarify is that commitment is not always about people. You're not always committed to relationships or people.
Exactly.
Most of the time, you're committed to your own goals, to your own situation, to your own thoughts. Exactly. And the same thing happens to me whenever I go to university because my major is the major of dealing with the life of people.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't study well, one patient is going to die in the future.
Exactly.
Okay. So, the problem I see in the university is always the people just jerking around, playing, going out, hanging around.
They don't take it seriously.
And come on, what are you doing? Yeah. You don't have enough time. Mm-hmm. And this feeling of lack of commitment in my generation always bothers me.
So why today's generation? Well, we are part of them, but we're just saying our own problems. Why do we feel scared of commitment?
I think we have to keep the answer of this question after a break.
So nice. Let's go for that break. Welcome back. This is Youth Station. We are talking about commitment. Why being committed is that scary?
Yeah, and that difficult, by
and
the
that
way.
Difficult.
You know, first of all, I think our generation is not used, our generation actually doesn't get used to difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have everything ready. We have our home, our phone, our food, whatever we want at the time that we want it. And because of that, we didn't learn. And for beautiful outcomes, we have to work hard. We have to struggle. Yeah. We have to do something at least. And because of lack of these mindsets, it's really difficult for us to understand even people that have commitment, you know. And another thing is lack of passion. When you don't like something, you don't see the necessity to be committed to that thing.
Yeah, that is one point. And the other point is the side effects of being committed.
What do you mean?
Like, for example, when you are committed to a family, there are some side effects to that. Like, for example, I'm just giving you an example because everything is happening like spontaneously right in here. For example, you cannot do whatever that comes to your mind.
You lose so many opportunities because of your commitment, maybe.
Let's don't put it that way. Fun.
Yeah,
fun
you cannot hang out with your friends because you have to hang out with your family.
See, the rules are not set by you.
I know.
For commitments, there are some universal rules. Everybody knows the rules, and then you just have to go by it. The difficulty is to submit yourself to those rules. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just because we talked about it, with commitments comes the rules. With those rules comes the submission to those rules. So being committed means that you have a certain amount of submission to the kind of rules. Now, if it's for a major you have, for the job you have, people might relate to that more easily.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the family commitments, it becomes difficult and sort of,
Because you're not father or mother, or so, for example, you can understand the commitment between parents and children.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is the same story here. And this commitment, it calls to actually responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
When you are committed to something, you are responsible for that thing.
That's the point. That is the thing that makes it a scare. With commitment comes the submission and, of course, responsibilities.
Yeah.
So it's not just that you abide by the rules, no. You have to have some responsibilities as well. So this is the thing that scares most of us, and that's why we escape from commitments.
And another thing is that I believe that in the past, people were more kind of extrovert. They tend to communicate with other people, be connected to them, talk to them, take responsibility of other people. But nowadays, we are more isolated. We feel like our loneliness is a blessing.
When you say loneliness, it has a
negative
solitude.
Point.
Yeah, but then there's another thing.
Yeah.
You know, in past, people taking in too much of difficulties, they said no. But right now, it's very easy for us to say no.
Like, is it something bad? I don't think so.
I think in some cases, it's not such a good thing. Like, for example, look at the children who have got families that have been distorted, like with divorce. If you go and ask them, is it good to say no very quickly? They would tell you, no, it's not good to say no very easily.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I get it.
I mean, like in past, people used to fight for things more and more. But right now, whenever we have a difficult situation, we tend to cut the rope at that moment.
I see that a lot. And, you know, I think because the boundaries are not true nowadays, because we feel like we have so many options. We feel like we have so many choices. Even for choosing a friend, we feel like, okay, I go on Instagram, yeah. I post something.
Exactly. Yeah. This one is gone, the other one comes.
Exactly. And this mindset will actually trigger the feeling of running away from commitment.
Exactly. Yeah. So why do I have to bother myself committing to something that I know I don't like to commit myself to it? Like, life is going to be more difficult. It's a fact.
Yeah.
There's no way to ignore it. Like, when you commit to something, as you just said, there are responsibilities. With responsibilities comes difficulty. Sometimes you're not in the mood.
This commitment is not one-sided. I mean, when you are committed to someone, that other person, that other thing is committed to you.
I can hear the toll of the break.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
I am one of those people who is scared of commitment as well. But not all sorts of commitments. There are some commitments that are worthy of committing yourself to them.
Yeah.
It's better for me to rephrase it and put it this way, that I don't see the commitment that is worth committing yourself to it.
I get what you mean. So I have a different point of view. I feel like commitment is something necessary for you.
Mm-hmm.
Commitment is a way of sacrificing, and you need sacrifice in order to prove your value to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you have to prioritize.
How commitment
everything.
Is a way of sacrifice?
You know, because when you are committed to something, you are sacrificing something. Oh, some commitment, some other
yourself.
Commitments.
That is your selfishness.
Exactly, and yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't call it selfishness, you know, because it's your personal choice. I mean, you want to spend time with yourself. Then
because
it's
if you don't sacrifice, yeah. You know, simply I call it selfishness, because if you don't sacrifice, then you are going to be accused of being selfish.
But you're not.
But you're not. It was yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Trust issue would make commitments so difficult.
Difficult. Because you feel like that there should be something that deserves this commitment.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
The worthy committee that you would love to commit yourself to it, nowadays it seems to be rare.
It is.
Or at least it's not that. And the only one school of thought that is always right, and there'd be no sort of criticism applicable to it, is the commitment that you have with Allah. And all
exactly.
the narrations of the Holy Prophet and his companion, of course. So, the only commitment that is worth standing for, that is worth submitting to, is the connection and commitment to Allah, the Almighty.
It is. And the last thing I want to add up to our conversation here at Eustation is that the honey for making it more sweet, making this difficult road softer, is the love that you have for Allah Almighty and the faith that you
exactly.
are trying to grow.
So if I want to say the gist of today's episode, I would put it this way, that there is no one who could say that, okay, commitment does not have any difficulty, commitment is a very easy thing, is a very sweet stuff to go for. No, commitment has got side effects. You have to have responsibilities, you have to accept those responsibilities, and you have to abide by the rules. And at the same time, you have to submit yourself to all the rules. So it does not seem, at least it does not seem very easy, but then the love that you talked about is going to change the whole story.
Exactly.
Like, you find out a committee that is worth standing for, that is worth fighting for. So not all the commitments are sort of scary. Some of them would develop you. Some of them would help you grow more and more. And they would add to your maturity. It's not a good way to forget about all the good things that come out of commitment just because you were scared of that wings of desire to be
exactly.
cut down.
I believe there is a lot to talk about these commitments and the stories. But we are running out of time.
Yeah.
And as you know, time flies.
Unfortunately.
So I think we have to say goodbye. Start dear listeners. I wish you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you, dear youth, will see that day, and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings, be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about this.
We'll discuss that, inshallah, in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaikum. Wassalamu alaikum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Latif. Ya Latif. Ya Latif. Ya Latif. Allah, 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 Allah.